Now we turn to the schools. Chapel Hill Carver City Schools still dealing with a bus driver shortage, and this morning bus route 44 is not running this morning. That serves Morris Grove Elementary, Smith Middle School, and East Chapel Hill High. If your child rides that bus, district officials want you to find alternate transportation today. You can call the district's transportation office and arrange a later pickup sometime after 9 a.m. when they've got buses available again. This has been an ongoing issue for Chapel Hill Carver City Schools this semester, and they're certainly not the only district facing a bus driver shortage locally or state or nationwide. This is a widespread issue. We're joined on the phone by Andy Jenks, who is a spokesperson for Chapel Hill Carver City Schools, to talk about the issue and where things stand. Andy, thank you so much for being with us today.
You bet, Aaron. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what is the situation that you're facing with the bus driver shortage? What can you share about what's going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, first of all, we have an update to that situation. Just before I picked up the phone for this conversation, we had another bus with a call out. That's bus 257, which is serving Culbreth Middle and Carborough High. Again, that's bus 257 to Culbreth and Carborough High, and we put out a message directly to those families to let them know just a few minutes ago. It is a real issue for our district and, like you said, other districts across the state and the country, and we're doing everything we can to mitigate the effects of that. When we have to announce to families that there is no bus in the morning, it's incredibly inconvenient and most unfortunate, and we regret very much that it happens, but it also represents the last resort because we have office staff who drive vehicles, substitute drivers who are available to us, and it's only after we exhaust our roster of licensed and qualified substitutes as well as office staff members do we have to unfortunately tell families that there won't be a bus at the expected time. Now, to be fair, we'll always have a bus for those families. The runs will come back and pick up any student who still needs transportation. We're asking that the families call the transportation office and make those arrangements, and no student is going to be considered tardy if that ever happens. So that represents where we stand. We don't want it to be like this for much longer. We don't want it to be like this at all, frankly, of course. But we are working with our community to come up with solutions, to think differently about bus transportation, and to see what the best option that's most palatable to our community might be for future school years. And that's through what we call our Transportation Optimization Committee. It's a series of ongoing meetings. We have one today, as a matter of fact, where we're inviting anyone who's interested to be part of a conversation, just a virtual meeting, and start to bat around ideas with us so that we can take a fully realized and fully informed recommendation to our school board in the spring that will create better experiences for our students, staff, and families.
What are some of the ideas, do you know, that they've been tossing around so far?
Sure. It's a three-pronged approach, and what's important to mention is that none of them are considered official recommendations at this point. These are in process. They are in development. It's what I often call the sausage making. So anything I say now doesn't necessarily represent exactly what this will look like in the spring. But where that optimization committee stands now is about three improvement methods that have been discussed for a couple of meetings now: changing the bell schedules, in other words, the start and the end times of elementary, middle, and high schools, modifying magnet school transportation, so buses that transport students from one neighborhood to a school that they're not zoned for, but they participate in that program, modifying that to some extent, and then maybe a hybrid model that consolidates bus stops and extends what we call the no transportation zones, which are neighborhoods where students live so close to a school that bus transportation isn't offered because students can reasonably walk to school. So changing the bell schedules, modifying the magnet school transportation, and a hybrid model with consolidated stops and extended no transportation zones are what's being discussed right now, but I don't want anyone to walk away with the impression that these are decisions that have been made. That we're not there yet, and that's going to continue to unfold in the spring. And if anyone wants to be part of that conversation, the next meeting, coincidentally, is this evening, December 14th, 5 o'clock p.m. All of our families and staff have links to that meeting in their inbox because we're emailing about it once a week. You can also go to our website, chccs.org/transportation, and the information is posted there as well.
Speaking with Andy Jenks, Chapel Hill Carver City Schools. So looking ahead, is there any sense on when this current shortage might come to an end?
You know, it's a shortage for sure, but it's also our reality. And at this point, we have to suspect that this situation will persist throughout the school year at various times. I think now, it being December and we're in flu season, and there might be a tendency for additional call-outs for illness, which is what we want. If someone is sick or not feeling well, we do want you to stay home, and we'll address it the best we can. I don't think I can guarantee that it will be exactly like this for the remainder of the school year, but we are prepared to continue to address it and confront the issue in such a way that we generate solutions. We don't want it to always be like this, and so that's why we're working with our families to make improvements, substantive improvements, that in an ideal scenario we could put in place for the upcoming school year. So this is certainly a rough patch, I think is a fair way to put it. And I've stood next to our transportation director many times when he said this is the worst he's ever seen it in terms of staffing for bus shops, transportation departments in North Carolina. And we are doing the best we can to serve our students and families in the best way possible. And by the way, we're also recruiting as hard as we can to continue to bring drivers onto our rosters, whether that's something financial such as a $4,000 signing bonus or a starting salary at $16.50 an hour, bonuses for perfect attendance or making a successful staff referral. There's another $2,000 there. There's the financial incentives, but also the cultural incentives. In other words, we want to tell the story of this being a place where you're going to like to work. You're going to like being the first person students see in the morning and the last person that they see after leaving school in the afternoon. And that could be a rewarding position for a lot of folks out there. It is for all the drivers that we do have on our roster. But clearly, we need more. And we're going to continue to work as hard as we can to get more onto our rosters. But from the moment a prospective driver sees any of that, it's weeks, if not months, before they're trained and licensed to drive a bus if they don't already have a license.
Speaking with Andy Jenks, and on that note, if people are listening and they are interested in maybe applying to fill a bus driver position, where do they go? What do they do?
Yeah, a couple possibilities for that. You can go to our website, chccs.org/transportation. You'll get, we can link you to the human resources page of our website. You can also just jot down a number and call Nakia Allen in our transportation department. Nakia is used to getting these phone calls, and she'll point you in the right direction. That's 919-942-5045, 919-942-5045. If you are interested in driving a bus, we'd love to talk to you.
Speaking again with Andy Jenks, and as we wrap up this conversation, obviously the impact of this shortage has been pretty inconvenient and significant on families and kids who are having to find alternate transportation. What's been the impact on the staff, the drivers, and the other folks in the district who have to fill in?
Well, I think it's a scramble, and I think they do it with a smile, too, which is remarkable because, again, we only have to communicate with our families when all other options have been exhausted. I don't even know what they do to make that magic happen, which is the best way I can refer to it, because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes shifting of staff and of routes and taking one bus and having it support another route, and it's only after all those permutations have been exhausted that we have to just communicate that there may not be a bus at the exact time for a certain route. And it can be a struggle, but it's what we do. And our transportation team does it with a smile. They do it because they're proud of what they do and want to do well for our students and families. And so if you ask them, they'll say it's just what they do and it's who they are. And I will tell you, we're really proud of the efforts that they are making, and we owe it to our students and families to get this right in future school years. And we're doing it through community conversations and working with those who are interested in solving problems.
Again, chccs.org is the website for more information. Bus routes 44 and 257 not running today. Funnily, I've seen three school buses drive by on Estes Drive just in the few minutes that we've been talking. So they are out and about, just not those two. Andy Jenks, Chapel Hill Carver City Schools, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you're doing.
Hey, Aaron, that's our recruiting effort. They need you to come on board. So flag them down next time they swing by the window.